Hi, David here, and welcome back to the channel, looking at the automatic writings of the early 20th century medium James Paget. In the last video, we looked at a message that James received from Helen, his wife, describing her experience of what it was like to die or to pass to spirit. I call him James, but his middle name was Edward, which the family seemed to have preferred and shortened to Ned. Those of you with sharp ears might have noticed that in the last video, when James's father, John, introduces himself to Helen, he calls himself Ned's father. And as we saw, that message was delivered on December 8, 1914. The very next evening, on December 9, James received a message from Helen in which she tries to satisfy his curiosity as to how automatic writing works. At this point, James has been practicing this form of mediumship for about 6 months, but he's still trying to get his head around it and whether or not he can trust in it as real, whether he can rely on the identities of the people who come forward, and so on. Very naturally, like anyone in the early stages of mediumship, he wants to know how it works, and almost certainly feels that an answer to this will help him practice it more fully. So Helen comes forward to try and reassure James by giving him as full an explanation as she can. Now, you might recall from an earlier video that James started trying for automatic writing in response to a medium telling him that he had this gift, or at least the potential for it. Helen's message begins, "I am here, Helen. I am here, your own true and loving Helen. After I passed over, I saw that I must seek a way to communicate with you in my spirit existence. You do not know this, but it is a fact that I was with you when you visited the medium, who informed you that you were a medium, being possessed of the gift of automatic writing. I learned this fact from some of your spirit relatives, principally your father, who impressed this medium to tell you the fact of your mediumship. When at last you made the experiment, I was present with you and exerted all my powers and had the help of other spirits in making your experiment a success. When you commenced to receive my messages, I cannot tell you how happy I was and thankful that the way was opened up that enabled me to tell you that above everything else, what I was so anxious to tell you, that I loved you with all my heart and soul." So although James might think that he just had a notion one evening to go along to a spiritualist meeting and then came away intrigued by the medium telling him to try to develop automatic writing, Helen shares a different picture with him. She tells him she was at that meeting with him, and that his father was the person in spirit prompting the medium to speak to James. Helen continues, "Let me tell you that you are only making yourself unhappy trying to learn all about the way that I write to you, for you cannot, as you are not able to see my method, and I cannot fully explain it to you, but I will try to do as best I can. When you take hold of the pencil, I exercise all my power to move the pencil so that it will write just what I think. And in order to do that, I have to let my thoughts go through your brain. You do not do the thinking, but merely let the thoughts pass through your brain. And the movement of the pencil is caused by the exercise of your brain in conjunction with my power, which I exercise on the pencil. So you see, you do not originate the thought, but merely convey it to the hand, which I guide in accordance with my thought. You do not have anything more to do with what is written than an electric wire has to do with transmitting a message from the party at the end where the message is given. So Helen can see the extent to which James is obsessing about the mechanics, but she knows also that this is just part of his way to accepting that these communications are real. So although she tells him not to be so preoccupied with the mechanics of the method, she goes on to give him a pretty good description of it. What Helen describes is a two-stage process where a thought has to be shared, one mind to another, then transmitted by causing James's hand to write it as normally as he would in response to one of his own thoughts. So it's not that James automatically writes what comes into his head, because he himself has often said he was unaware of what had been written until he read back over it. Instead, what Helen or any other spirit communicator is doing is sharing or prompting a thought in James's mind, and also prompting his hand to perform the act of writing that thought. You can almost see Helen watching Padgett, trying to grasp what she has just told him, because she continues, "Let me explain it another way. When I think a thought, I pass it through your brain to your hand, and my power to move your hand is brought into action. Just as when you think a thought, your power to move your hand is brought into action. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And when I think, your mind catches the thought, but does not create it. So you must believe that I am doing the writing and not you. For I write some thoughts you could not write if you tried. You could not write the things that I write without giving much thought to the different subject matters, for some of them are not familiar to you, as you have often said. Let go of the idea that you are writing things which emanate from what is sometimes called your subconscious mind. Because only the material brain furnishes thoughts which it puts forth from the observation of the senses, or from the faculties which are brought into action when reason makes the basis of the thoughts." Often when people are new to the idea of mediumship or unconvinced by it, they raise the possibility that it's just the medium's subconscious mind in action. Padgett has obviously entertained this idea, because Helen acts firmly to dissuade him of it. She tells James that the physical brain generates ideas on the basis of our experience of the world, or as a result of our ability to reason, to extrapolate from our direct experience. Helen is clear that James could not write what she writes through him without a great deal of prior research and or reflection, and that some of the things she writes he simply wouldn't be capable of at all. Essentially, what she's saying to him is, regardless of the mechanics of the process, look at the results and tell me if you really think this is your work. Helen goes on to say, "I am studying the laws of physical and psychic sciences so that I may be able to assist you in your investigations when you come to search for the true relationship between spirits and mortals, and the laws which control these communications." This is a good reminder that just because people are in spirit, they don't automatically know everything. They're in a new environment with endless possibilities before them, and it all has to be explored. At this point, James seems to have asked about other forms of mediumship, because Helen says, "Yes, my studies include the investigation of the laws governing clairvoyance and inspirational communications. You will have the opportunity sometime to have an experience in each of these phases, and I want to be in condition to assist you to a degree that will help you in arriving at conclusions that will be correct, and which will help others understand the laws that govern these things." So although James is still in the early stages of developing his automatic writing and becoming comfortable with it, Helen tells him that there is the potential for other gifts to be added to that one. She concludes, "So you see that your wife loves you so much that she is willing to attempt to learn these things, which are thought to be only for the masculine mind, in order to help you more clearly understand them. If you will only give your thoughts to the spiritual things and let your soul be open to the inflowing of God's love by praying with all your soul longing, you can progress just as rapidly as I do. Your own true wife, Helen." So two small points just to conclude. A century ago, people obviously had much more fixed ideas about male and female attributes, including the notion that the intellect was a masculine attribute. We're still not entirely free of these ideas, but Helen leaves us in no doubt that she's not letting them hold her back. The other point is Helen's concluding one, that Padgett also has a part to play, and it doesn't involve mental understanding of the mechanics of mediumship. From what Helen says, it will be much more useful to those in spirit who wish to communicate if James works on his own spirituality so as to enable a fuller connection. Specifically, Helen tells James to pray for divine love, also reminding him that a mortal, an earth dweller, can develop in this just as rapidly as a person in spirit can. We're going to look at divine love in great detail down the line, but in the next video, I'm going to pick up on one or two references we've seen to soulmates or soulmate love. We've already seen that Helen and James are soulmates, but that James's parents are not soulmates. So although they were married during their earthly lives, they are not together in spirit in the same way. So in the next video, we're going to look at a couple of messages from James's parents, also from December 1914, discussing this. So I hope you'll join me for that. In the meantime, if you've enjoyed this video, like it and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, as it does help to introduce it to others who might be interested. In the meantime, thank you for watching, and I'll see you soon. Take care.